Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Howdy, y'all. This is Bob Nightingale, America's so-called sweetheart. He says what Liam says. I'm not sure about that, but you listen up. Pod and Lansdowne.
I gotta say, man, for someone who spent a whole weekend down in Mexico, in the sunshine, you don't look very burnt right now, Liam, I must say.
You know, I had to use sunscreen. My fair Irish skin, you know, it couldn't handle
it. I was going
to
say, do you burn easily?
Oh, like, I'll look like a lobster if I spend 2 hours in the sun.
Fitz, you for sure burn easily, too. Right?
I don't tan at all. I'm either Casper the Ghost or Larry the Lobster. There's no in-between for your boy. I lather up with like that SPS 400, dude. Like I can't. It's pretty bad business. I mean, I had that softball tournament a couple weekends ago, and it really wasn't even all that sunny. And I was red as like the microphone cover that I have here right now, as you could see. Well, you can't see it, you listening, but the other two people, you gotta have just trust me that the microphone cover is red. But Liam, you can't be getting burnt all willy nilly when you're on a very important photojournalistic assignment. Covering the Mexico series between the Padres and the Gigantes.
I mean, it's true. It was a great time, first and foremost.
Is that why they chose the Padres?
Probably. San Diego's right on the border. You know,
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
How close it is, but. Mexico's great. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, people who have no idea what's going on here, people who aren't terminally online like us three.
Let's see. All right. So, but this all happened Friday. There was a picture that went out. It popped up on my Twitter timeline in some way, somehow, of a horribly disfigured bobblehead. It was supposed to be Juan Soto. I'm sure it was somewhere between 4 or 5 feet tall. So really terrifying.
I think it was bigger than that.
It was pretty
huge.
Big.
You think it was like six
I think it was like
tall?
Six. Yeah, yeah.
And it looked like Jay Leno.
Or
the way to explain it.
Like
what's the Simpsons
Jay Leno,
thing?
Though.
It was like Ken Griffey from The Simpsons.
Yeah, his grotesquely swollen head.
Yeah, drinking like the nerve potion or whatever it's called.
So me, as a humble, you know, small Twitter account on this website we call the Bird App, just took the photo and ran with it. And, I think I said something like, oh, wow, like things are going way worse for him out there because, you know, Soto's not having a great start to the season. And for whatever reason, it had some juice, and suddenly I was getting credited for this photo.
Who was the first big one to give you credit?
It was Ben.
It was Ben Verlander.
Right?
Ben Verlander gave me the photo credit.
Not a friend of the program.
And then later that night, FanDuel gave me photo credit. And then yesterday, Monday morning, everything came full circle. And it somehow ended up on MLB Network. So,
did you have credit on MLB Network?
Yeah, they didn't show my caption, but they showed like my handle and my picture.
Oh, I didn't see that. I missed that this morning.
I got a friendly tip from Mr. Webster on Twitter. He sent me some great grainy photo from his couch of the TV.
Looks like the Zapruder film.
But it made the rounds, and it's, guys, I hate to break it to you, but it's not my photo.
Yes, it is. It said so. How can all those accounts be wrong, dude? How could they be tweeting out lies to their thousands and thousands, maybe
Liam,
even hundreds of followers?
Did you find whose photo it is? Like, do you know?
No, because like once it started to pick up steam, like I was gonna go back and like respond to Ben and be like, hey man, like it's not my photo, but like I went back as far as I could and like it wasn't in my likes, it wasn't in my bookmarks, but so whoever took the photo, thank you. We got a lot of exposure. Good exposure.
A lot of juice.
Patrick Starr. Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Just plug the podcast underneath Ben's tweet, dude. That's the right order of business, right? It's not your fault that they didn't properly attribute the correct person. It's not your fault.
Sure. I'm just a humble, small Twitter account that was touched by the algorithm, I guess.
Bare knuckles photojournalism. Salute to you. There's not enough people like you.
Always on the scene,
That's right. And that person, of course, is Blades Died on the way back to his home planet, a.k.a. Liam, a.k.a. the International Man of Mystery. I am Casey Kochman, a.k.a. Fitz, and we're also joined by Y Bruins, a.k.a. Jake.
Why?
You got to get into it, man.
Why?
Welcome to Pot on Lansdowne, but let's just rip the Band-Aid off, Jake. Couple days
we're gonna,
out. We're
gonna
I don't
go
think
pot
it's any...
on...
Little pot on causeway to start Pot on Lansdowne. Yeah. Yes, just to get it out of the way here. I don't think it's any secret that Jake is the biggest Bruins fan of the three here. I don't think there's any secret there. I called Jake before the overtime period just to do a wellness check. I was like, I hope the Bruins win here, but I hope you survive first and foremost. I hope you're with us at least for Tuesday's recording. So a couple hours removed, on a scale of one to over, how over is it?
Well, Fitz, it's over. I mean, it's definitely over.
It's over. I would agree.
I've had some time to reflect, and actually, when they lost game six, I knew it was over. That was it for me.
Even with the home ice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I knew it was over after game six, and then I had a little bit of hope, obviously, when they went up 3-2, but then, especially when they Florida tied it up.
You had a little bit of hope? There were, like, 4 minutes left to go in the game. Like,
okay, Fitz, and then what happened? And then what happened, Fitz?
I guess you're right, yeah.
Ass? What do you mean? I mean, I was right.
You make it sound like it was like, they tied the game in the second period in like the middle of November against.
They were only winning for 12 minutes of game time.
Yeah.
It was, I think, and Pasta scored at like 15 of the, or they're winning for 13 minutes of game. But regardless, then once Florida tied it, there was no fucking shot. They were winning that overtime. The Bruins came out. They looked like dog shit in OT.
They had that one shot from Pasta. Early on, 30 seconds
into
overtime.
Stick or whatever.
Yeah, but, I just want to get out in front of it before we continue. I just want to get out in front of it. I take no pride in the fact that Brandon Montour is a UMass guy. He lost his Amherst privileges as far as
he showed up, though. I'll give him credit.
Oh, that's great. Oh, he can enjoy
Sunrise Florida
privileges.
I'm so beyond sadness about it. And even anger, I don't really feel that way anymore. It's just like, all right. It's sort of a, well, that happened. I mean, it did. Like, I've watched it. They go up 3-1. They poop their pants. I tweeted this today, but thank God that was in the first round, dude.
Yeah,
If they blew a 3-1 lead in, like, the finals, you'd never hear from me again. That'd be it. But 3-1.
Brandon Montour's right behind me, isn't he?
You blow a 3-1 lead in the first round, and you're just an asshole. There's no.
Just get it over and done with. If you're gonna lose in horrible fashion like that,
yeah,
that's why like 18-1 will always be the worst loss that I've ever experienced in my life.
Yeah.
Besides, like the loss of a family member, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, this is basically like, I mean, and not exactly, but similar. This is like if the 07 Pats lost like their first playoff game, basically.
Against Jacksonville, that was the direct snap game. I think that was to Kevin Falk.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much what we're looking at.
Just living through that Kanye here, "Everything I Am," Ren and Stimpy video.
Just waking up every day and remembering.
Here we go again.
I don't know. It's hard. It's like I can't. It's like I'm struggling for words, but I've been trying to think of what I think of the season, and it's they swung for the fences, which is what I've wanted for like 7 years now as a Bruins fan, for them to just buy at the trade deadline. They loaded the roster and they failed miserably once the lights were bright, and it's like, okay, you gotta just kind of tip your hat, call Matthew Tkachuk your daddy, that's it.
Yep, shout out to Pedro.
Yeah, I mean, it's as simple as that, really. I can't, like, yeah, I don't know, the lights were too bright.
Well, we got that out of your system now, and we got you. The juice is flowing.
Oh, and my beautiful Linus Ullmark All-Star jersey arrived an hour and a half ago, so that's fucking sick.
That's just the universe, like, good comic timing there. You have to tip your cap.
Yeah.
So, but no, we got your juices flowing now, and in 10 minutes into the podcast, we can actually talk about the Boston Red Sox. We're the best team in the city, obviously, right now. I mean,
it's a low bar, but they've got it right now.
Yeah, because Celtics can't win without the MVP of the league, presumably. Not on the floor. They can't beat the Sixers. So the Red Sox are just flying high at this point. We said 15-15 at the end of last episode when we signed off last week. And look at us. We undersold them. The Boston Red Sox, as it stands right now, 16-14. And you know what? They're going to be 17-14 by the time you actually listen to this. Again, we're recording on Tuesday night. You'll be listening on Wednesday morning or afternoon, wherever you may be. And again, the highs and lows over this past week. There's some pretty stinky moments in there. But even if the team is just going to be hovering around 500 here, guys, which I feel like we open Red Sox talk like this every single week at this point. But I feel like it's been more fun over the last week or so. We're really starting to get like more confirmation. And this is, you know, hard to quantify, I suppose. But it feels like a much more fun group of guys to root for the most part, most things considered. We're starting to get more of a feeling that, like, you know, this is not like last year's team. They're not just going to sit there and lie down. And we kind of had a feeling about that over the first couple weeks of the season, but I think we're seeing more confirmation of that. It seems like a more loose and fun team to watch at the very least. I don't know if you agree with that, Liam. I feel like we're getting more confirmation of that.
Yeah, I would say the vibes are good for the most part. I mean,
good vibes.
Every week we say the rotation has been an issue, which it is. It's no surprise. But in terms of, like, I think the clubhouse, like, these guys like each other. They enjoy playing together. I feel like that's pretty apparent, and, you know, not something we saw at all last year. You know, and I mean, we can go back to Justin Turner's Instagram posts. Or just Duran, I think it was in Baltimore post game. Jamai was interviewing him, and he was just kind of like, "Yeah, like the guys in the clubhouse, you know, like I'm not afraid to go up to them and ask them for help or like tips." So I mean, trending in the right direction, you know. I am surprised with all the rotation issues they've had that they finished the month above 500. So clearly the offense is there.
The longest month ever. You mean?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the longest month ever. We finally survived, and we're two games over 500. So I don't know. I can't really complain despite everything that happened over the last 4 weeks.
Yeah, and since we last spoke, the Red Sox have gone 4-2. Again, it's a matter if they can keep taking 2 or 3 against some pretty good teams. They've been playing some. I mean, you look at the standing, they've played about half the teams currently in playoff spots after a month into the season, which you know, take that for what it's worth. Take it with a grain of salt. But they've played some pretty solid teams up to this point. But even over the past week since we last spoke, there have been some encouraging performances from the starting pitching, which, like you had mentioned, has been probably the biggest wart on this team. And who knows what we get from Chris Sale going forward. But it was a great showing the last time he went out onto the mound. But again, offense keeps chugging along. Caleb Board is no longer on the team, so the bullpen has gotten better. That's a positive, I think.
Addition by subtraction, classic.
Yeah, exactly. Classic. I think, you know.
Chugging along, I think, is underselling the offense.
You think so?
They're plugging in fucking Emmanuel Valdez is hitting game-winning bombs. It's like.
In a lot of categories, they're like top five, top eight.
Yeah,
last I checked, they were top three in terms of runs scored. They may have jumped Texas. I think Texas was ahead of them. But the point is, you know,
the offense fucks.
The offense does fuck.
I mean, yeah, the fact that they're bottom, what, five? I mean, the top four has been pretty consistent. It's been some order of Verdugo, Devers, Turner, Yoshida.
Right.
But after that, it's different every night.
Yeah, someone else.
And it's working.
I mean, Jesus, you got Jaron Duran coming out of nowhere deciding that he's Barry Bonds. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty damn encouraging that it's not just happening all from the long ball either. I mean, you've had timely home runs. Obviously, Verdugo against Toronto in that first game Monday night, obviously that was a game-winning homer.
I mean, Duran tied it with a home run as well in the sixth.
Exactly, but you also have a fair amount of, you know, station-to-station baseball. Those first two runs scored on Monday were just off of doubles, gappers, you know what I mean? Or, you know, just nice line drive pace hits. You've seen a lot of that to go with, you know, power surges when you need it as well, to not have to totally rely on the long ball, which is what one other team in the American League East has had to do over the last couple of years, and they play in the Bronx. To not just be a completely one-dimensional sort of offense, and I understand, you know, the efficiency of hitting home runs. Obviously, you prefer to do that, you know, all that mumbo jumbo. I understand it's important to have the power, but the ability to string together hits and string together runs through different measures, that's encouraging. And 1 month into the year, that's the word I would call the offense, encouraging. So that has been all well and good, I believe. I don't know if you agree with that, Liam, but that's been mighty fine to see.
Yeah, and I mean, speaking of the Bronx, I'm just going to toot my own horn. We're 1 month down. The Yankees are in last place, so I don't expect that to change.
So far, so good on your projection.
If that ruffles some feathers, they really are. That lineup,
everything is going terrible over there.
Outside,
do they
of
have a single?
Garrett Cole pitching well, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's their bright spot, yeah. I mean, I can't think of another.
I would hope so, with how much they're paying him.
Yeah.
He was pitching really well.
thank the good Lord that Franchi Cordero Linsanity run ended, because that was taking some
years. It always does.
It always does, but it was a rough week or so there. But he's back in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre. Wilkes-Barre, Scranton?
Which is Scranton, Wilkes-Barre. Is it Bear or Barry? Can we get someone on that?
Well, he's with the Rail Riders. He's with the Rail Riders.
Very dumb that they change it to the Rail Riders. Like, that feels like such an anti they were just the Yankees.
Oh, I hate that, though.
Yeah, like I would hate it for most teams, but I feel like that's such a
Yankees thing. I hate when minor league teams are just the parent club. That's
for the most part, I agree, but that feels like a Yankee thing to do, just to suck the fun out of it. I don't want the Yankees to have fun. I don't want that. Rail Riders, that's a fun name. I don't want that for the Yankees. I want them to just be the plain old Yankees.
I gotta say, sorry, I got a notification, a Bruins notification. I just gotta touch on one thing because I can relate it back to the Red Sox. Dmitry Orlov, who was one of our deadline acquisitions, they're doing their exit interviews right now, the Bruins, and I guess he just straight up was like, yeah, I'll probably go back to the Caps, which is where we got him from. Which rocks. Can I just say, I wish more players would fucking do that. We tried that with our friend John Lester, I believe.
Yep.
Failed miserably.
Roldis Chapman did it with the Yankees.
But yeah, that's another one. I think that's so cool when a team is like, hey, it's not our year, but we'll see you again in 3 months. That's so fucking cool. You get a prospect out of it, some picks. That's awesome. I'm surprised more teams don't execute that. I know we always say,
you
like,
just run the risk of, you know.
No, I know, but I'm surprised, like, with guys that have been somewhere for a while, the I guess it's tampering, right? But I don't know why you, but who cares?
Can't prove it. You know?
No, I mean, what if the guy comes to you? I guess if the player goes to the front office, you could do it, right? Like, hey, trade me, and then I'll come back in a couple months.
Yeah, let me just go on a little vacation.
Like, let me go get a ring or something. Let's try, you know. I don't know why.
It's like summer camp,
anymore.
You know what I mean? Like, it's sleepaway camp for a couple months.
Yeah.
Study
abroad.
Some
new friends. Yep. You get traded to the Blue Jays, be like, I have a girlfriend in Canada now. You don't know her. But I'll come back afterwards. I'll be a changed man, and I'll be ready.
The Yanks got Glaber for, what, 3 months of Chapman, and then he came? That's a great trade.
Was Glaber involved in that trade?
Yeah. I think it was, like, one for one, wasn't it?
I think so. It might have just, like, straight up.
In a year that they weren't going to win anyways.
That's what I'm saying.
Company man.
Have the Sox ever
all around
really
good
an opportunity?
Guy, all around this Chapman.
To ever do that again? Lester's really the
Since
only
Lester,
one.
Since Lester, no. I mean, I remember like that was like what Springs like, ooh, what if they do that with Mookie? And then, you know.
Mookie Betts, no who, thing. Here's a little segue for you, was traded for Alex Verdugo, who is going to start the All-Star game.
I mean, you want to talk about predictions going well. Liam's Yankees last place in the AL East, and Jake's Verdugo Silver Slugger prediction.
They called me a madman. I undersold him. So
one month into the season, I know. I understand. But you guys are 2 for 2, which is egg on my face, considering I said that the Pale Hose
White
are going to win the AL Central. Oh, boy. I disavow that take already. I'm not even going to
Wait, you said the White Sox were going to win the AL Central first?
I did. Yeah. I'm owning up, hand up, mea culpa. I'm a man of integrity. Pride here is there's a drive into deep left field by Castellanos. But no, I'll own up to that. I ate the trash again. What can I say?
Did you see they made 11 roster moves earlier today?
I didn't. Were they for good players?
Including, they DFA'd old friend Jake Diekman and Franklin Erman. Is that how it's pronounced?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's spelled German.
Yeah.
Yeah, Herman, I would say. But, could you imagine if Diekman came back? It's not going to happen, but could you imagine?
Live on air, flat.
There it is. Yep.
There it is. But, boys, you know, not a player I hate more. Ever. Not ever.
He really wasn't around all that long, and for you to have
that animosity is
crazy.
That's how fucking
that's
bad
save,
he was.
That's yeah, saving the Bronx, I mean, right? Man.
That save. He never makes that save. He's off the team by... Well, he did have a 2-year deal. Speaking of guys with 2-year deals that should get DFA'd. No, I'm just... He actually performed pretty well last night, Corey Kluber. But he does look like shit.
Yeah. He's, early on.
Even, like, he was good. I'm doing air quotes for our listeners last night. Gave up, what, 3 and 5, I think?
Yeah, just 3 on the home
But I
run.
Think every ball hit off of him smoked. Like, 110, 109.
Keep talking. I want to find the metrics on Savant of Corey Kluber. I want to make sure that our eyes are not deceiving us because again, he gives up a
the
lot
sea
of
sea of blue
loud,
on
loud
Savant
contact. Yeah, keep going. I'll pull it up.
Yeah, the exit velocity has to be insane.
I can't even imagine it. The first inning, I think they hit 5 balls and they all were like 100 or higher. The Jays. But to be fair, that's a good lineup, and those are several guys that do hit the ball very hard, but. Yeah, he stinks. And Paxton,
I don't know. I mean,
look out, James Paxton shoving down there in Worcester all of a sudden.
I'm not holding
is
my breath.
I thought last time I looked, his ZRA was like 8.5 down there. Am I thinking of someone else?
I don't know. He was good last game.
Oh. Anyway,
yeah, 90.2
I don't know.
Average
I mean,
exit velocity for Kluber. Up from 87 last year. That's
Rodon is like not coming back, by the way.
Rodon, no, he's like a couple weeks away, but...
No. Boone just said that...
What did Boone say?
He said his back, he can't throw correctly.
Oh, that's good.
So Jover for him. That's great. I traded for him in Dynasty. That's fantastic.
What a bag secure.
I love this for me. Right?
That's
yeah.
awesome.
I mean, well, good for him.
At first, it was a shoulder thing, right? Then it became
yeah,
a back thing?
Yeah, and I guess
thing?
It's kind of... It's all dominoes back there. Because I have a bad back because I had bad shoulders. So I can...
What I'm saying is
I understand what Carlos Rodon is going through.
I'll be honest. Outside of, like, the Aaron Judge stuff, I haven't really been paying attention to the Yankees because, like, it's with
Dude,
the new schedule.
Stink.
We don't play them until like June or July,
right? Early June.
It's
I'll be
which,
at that
like,
series.
Like I have no, if it was a normal year like last year, and we'd already played them like six times.
Nestor sucks too.
Falling back to earth.
His Linsanity run.
I mean, that was a textbook Linsanity run.
2018 Orioles legend Nestor Cortez.
Mechanics
wow,
merchant.
Really? That's where he came from?
Yeah. They like know. The Orioles DFA'd him and the Yankees picked him up.
I did
and
not know that.
Thus a legend was born.
Huh. Well, how about that? Hey that? Fellas, I have an idea.
But, I mean back oh one sec.
Oh, nope.
Back
Fitz,
hold, that,
Fitz.
Hold that
Fitz.
Thought. Hold your thought.
Oh, add time?
My idea, yes, is that we should have a commercial right now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, we're back. Pawn on Lansdowne. Fitz, Jake, Liam. At FitzyMopania on Twitter. At LiamFantasy_ on Twitter. At Jake Wallinger on Twitter. You combine those three, you get at Pawn on Lansdowne on Twitter. Go ahead and follow if you haven't already. We are also, again, a reminder, you can give us a little holla on the telephone line if you give us a call at 617-420-2431. That is our voicemail line. Questions and comments are being accepted throughout the season. That's 617-420-2431. Liam, didn't mean to interrupt you a couple moments ago, but you had a point. You wanted to go into something.
Yes. I mean, which it was okay. You know, bills need to be paid.
Right.
But back to Corey Kluber. I'm gonna lean on the optimistic side as far as it goes for him, because the start in Baltimore was fine. The start against Toronto outside of the home run, I mean, yes, the exit velocity looks ugly.
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln.
I mean, if that's your five starter and he's going five innings, three runs against a division rival like that, and also I don't remember the line in his start against Baltimore, but it was encouraging. I'll take that any day. Despite
innings,
his
right?
sub-90s fastball, that's fine. If he can give me five innings every time out,
I don't know.
I guess I'll take it.
Able to eat those innings, right. It's just the thing is when the ball is jumping off the bat like that, the margins are razor thin. Even if he is that number five starter. Encouraging enough of a start in Baltimore, and you're right, it could have been way worse on Monday at home against Toronto. It's just, how many times is he going to be able to, cheat the devil like that?
It's a new month for Corey. It's a new month.
Well, fellas, I'll tell you what concerns me outside of the exit velocity and several other things. The 12 walks in not even 30 innings is terribly concerning.
Yeah, that's your big
last
thing.
Year. Last year he had 21 walks in 164 innings.
Oof.
So. Hey, you know, he just needs the weather to heat up. That's all. You know?
I guess. Yeah, I gotta get a better gotta sweat on that.
He's like Ortiz, you know, once the weather heats up, Big Papi heats up.
Sure.
That's what Why he always not? Said. I don't know. I mean, Hawks going tonight.
Yeah, Liam, you're far more optimistic than I, but nobody ever called me an optimistic guy, really. I'm a doomer.
That's fair.
Generally, speaking, a doomer.
There's no way I know, you know, wins and losses, you know, take them with a grain of salt. But I can't see Corey Kluber going 0-4 to start May like he started April. I just can't.
It'd be fucking crazy if he did, though. What's the worst
record? What would that make him, like 1-8?
Pitcher has ever had. You guys know?
Not off the top of my head. It's probably like someone from like the 1871 Akron Belly Scratchers or something like that. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Tungsten Armo Doyle.
Yeah, these are all like. All right, let me try and find one that's
from
past
like
the turn
Civil
of
War
the
era.
Century.
Yeah.
Oh God.
14-year-old.
Okay.
With
I mean,
full
I'm on
beards.
The I'm on the Wikipedia page right now, and it's literally all of them are from 1800. So,
huh? Well, there you go. Any interesting names there? Any rabbit holes we can get into?
The most recent one was George Bell lost 27 games in 1910. Oh, yeah, I'm George sorry. Bell. There's a 1933. That's the most recent. Paul Derringer. Any good? Stump Weedman. Pud Galvin.
Pud.
Yeah, Pud, P-U-D.
Watch, there's one thrown in there. It's like Tom Seaver.
Oh my gosh. Listen to this one. Egyptian Healy.
Egyptian Healy?
Yeah.
Gotta take a dive into the Pharaoh, man. I gotta know more about Egyptian Healy.
Okay. John J. Healy, nicknamed Egyptian. He was born in Cairo, Illinois, which earned him the Egyptian. That is hard as fuck.
He was also known as Long John, which is, you know, that's cool, but Egyptian.
Hold on, I have another good one. Ready? This guy, his listed name is Phenomenal Smith.
He wasn't phenomenal that one year. He lost up 34 games.
John Francis Smith, a.k.a. Phenomenal Smith. That's a good one.
I'm just thinking of Jim Nantz calling the 2016 Villanova game-winning shot. Phenomenal! The national champions!
Dude, that Cairo? Wow. That's such a good nickname. That couldn't fly today, right? You can't call a guy an Egyptian if he's not Egyptian.
He might be walking on thin ice there.
Yeah.
Look at the let's take a look at some of the teams that Egyptian Healy played for. St. Louis Maroons, Indianapolis Hoosiers, excuse me. Washington Nationals, I'm sure they take him today, folks. Chicago White Stockings,
folks.
Which ironically enough, the Chicago White Stockings, it appears they became the Chicago Cubs. Because you click on Chicago White Stockings, it goes to history of the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, well, would you look at that, Fitz?
That's back in 1889 when we played that.
Is that a Toledo? That's got to be like an Everton Liverpool situation, right?
Oh yeah, probably.
Where they just split? Yeah.
Or Cleveland Browns, Cincinnati Bengals. Same idea, you know. The Toledo Mommies. That's MAU.
Toledo Mommies.
Yes. My mommy. I mean, my wife.
That's hilarious.
That's good.
What the hell's a mommy? It's gonna be something horribly racist
like
that.
The mascot, like what is it?
Yeah.
yeah watch it be a slur.
Yeah, right. What's the meaning of the word mommy? It receives the Ogallies River at defiance. The name mommy is a derivative of Miami in reference to the Indian tribe.
Alright, well there you go. Solve that.
It's
one.
Also a city in Lucas County, Ohio.
Well, Ohio
Toledo is in Ohio, so
Ohio has probably the highest concentration of in the U.S. after Florida, of course. That's definitely the
ow!
Ow! It's true, though. Ohio's electorate is tough. I mean, they elected J.D. Vance.
So. Yeah, boy. Oh,
hey, I have a Red Sox thing. Is Jarren Duran real now, and when do we have this conversation if he's not yet?
I think, like,
as far 50 as I'm concerned, the outfield's set for the next 10 years.
For the next, that's right. You're absolutely right.
So, two different sides of it there. Lock everyone in now before they get, you know, out of the price range, and then, you know, give us a little bit more time. But I think, like, 50 more ABs or so. Get over to 100, 100 and 50? Change. And, yeah, because he's had about, like, 70 or so, I would bet, right now.
I'd say for me to really say a guy... I need more than that, though, I think, to say a guy's real.
150
I pulled up his Savant
good.
Page, and it's like, it doesn't give you enough.
Yeah, not a big enough of a sample size.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, he looks
I don't
good,
know, give
though.
Him Memorial Day.
And...
if he's still doing this by the 4th of July, I'm sold. I'm all in. I'll get the jersey.
Adam Duvall's going to have nowhere to fucking play when he gets back.
Yeah.
He's chopped liver.
No. I think, in reality, though, if Tristan doesn't figure it out, he probably goes down to Worcester, takes some time down there.
Again, he's still seeing the ball well enough.
No, like, I know, Turner, but I mean, I'll be frank. A 133 average.
Right. At some point, something's got to give. Like, I understand. Yeah. I'm not worried about him long term. And again, it's not like he's swinging out of his ass at nothing. But at some point, you know, something's got to give there.
Yeah. He's getting hosed. Virtual.
Yeah, he got cooked
watchers.
On a call last night.
Yeah,
he's a tall guy. It's tough. It's tough to be a tall guy in the major leagues. He's got a big strike zone.
Yeah, that's what
he knows his zone though. He knows his zone. So that
know your zone. Find your box.
He knows it very well. Knows his box. So I think he'll be all right, though.
I think so too.
Yeah. I mean, I think he'll eventually be all right. I'm just saying. Right now, it's ugly. He's hitting 133.
If the offense wasn't.
Yeah, if it wasn't clicking, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
If it wasn't clicking, then it would be a more glaring issue.
I'm fine with letting him sort it out right now. It's funny because Bobby could do this. It's like, but also Tristan is a very good defender.
Yeah, the gloves are glove plays.
Like,
that's what's
keeping him
in the lineup.
Do not let the monkey paw curl there. You don't want it. The grass is not always greener on the other side.
No, he frequently makes. Really good picks, and he moves well. Like, he is a legit good defender.
The stretch on that Kike throw last night was pretty hot. Gotta say, all around great play. Right before Kike threw it,
Kike threw it over
the dugout.
My goodness gracious!
Yeah, that experiment's got to be over, right?
I thought it was going to be fine this year, man. I thought he was going to be okay at short.
I know, I did too.
He's got eight errors.
That's crazy in April.
Yeah.
Ugh. What do you do, though? What do you? You don't have anybody else to play. I mean,
not
Arroyo.
Much.
He finally is hitting the baseball.
Could do Bobby Dalbec. It's happened before.
Valdez is a. I know that he sucks there anyway, but he is like a second baseman, right? He's not one of those. He's.
Oh
a
yeah, I would. I would never try.
No,
to play
I'm just saying. No. I'm just presenting.
I thought you were suggesting Valdez over at short. I'm like, he can't play second, dude. Like he, like. He's actually gotten a bit better over the last couple of games.
Yeah, I'll give him credit. He needs more chances. That's all.
Do you think he'll be able to hit? Like, do you think he could be like a major league DH? That'd be so cool.
Valdez?
Yeah.
I mean,
he's much more valuable as a second baseman going forward, of course.
But, I mean, is he, though? He has like six errors in like four games or something.
Yeah, it has been ugly. But again, like,
I mean,
is that small?
Well, that's what I'm asking. Like, do you think his bat will be enough? To the point where he is a valuable DH or no?
I guess I'm not sure. I mean, it's looked pretty good so far.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that homer he hit Monday was... Again, Liam, what was it?
Dude, Duran hit that ball 434 to dead center.
Yeah, who is this
guy? Yeah, he's...
That was
a nuke. You rarely see a ball
almost... He almost hit the back wall. In center field, like with the green bricks behind the seats.
I have to give him credit, man.
He's fucking locked in. Like the
I was not familiar with his game. I was not.
Even the at-bats, it's not the same guy. Like pitches are getting deep. He's working counts.
Yeah, that's like, one thing. Not swinging at bad pitches, man. Not swinging at shit.
He'll take.
Hi, Sophie.
Okay. I have to talk quietly now. She has a big time work meeting. Ooh.
Quote unquote employment and paychecks to quote take care of.
Yeah. He'll take like one bad swing at one of those pitches at his eyes.
Jake's
turning
on his NPR voice right now.
He'll take one bad swing at a pitch at his eyes.
All things considered.
Like once a game. And it's like, oh, there he is. But other than that, I mean, really, who is he? Who is this man? Also, exciting news. Either he got a new Instagram, I think, but I can see his Instagram posts now.
Oh, you should hit up his DMs.
Yeah. Hey, I think it is a new Instagram.
Watch, he's completely changed. He's just completely based now.
Yeah, because Turner tagged him, and I was like, oh, let me see. But then it popped. I could see his post. It was really exciting.
He's turned over a new leaf. Playing for Team Mexico, man, he's worldly now.
Playing, sitting on the bench for Team Mexico changed his life.
with the sombrero on.
Yeah.
He just turns into a complete shit lip. He's got like a Fauci for president post.
Fauci instead of that US, instead of those USA t-shirts he wears, he gets like the RGB, RBG, not RGB.
RBG. Blue Jean Baby, yes.
You know
LA
the one,
lady.
Like the, it has like the neck lace. He's got
the white thing
teeth.
There, whatever you call that, yeah.
Yeah. That took too long to make that joke. Sorry.
Yeah, we got there.
Yeah, we got
Nevertheless,
there.
Nevertheless, Jaron persisted.
I don't know, man. Yeah, he's like, he's even making plays in center field that I'm like, whoa.
Who was it? Was it J-Ram on Sunday? J-Ram hit like a gapper to right center, and it looked, I was like, oh, that's a double. And I mean, the speed kills there. You can't teach the speed, but to get that good of a jump to hold J-Ram to a single late in the game, I was like, that's a damn good play. That's pretty good job there to hold him to a double, because J-Ram's not slow. You know, he could scoot a bit, and it was hard hit ball, and it was not, it wasn't going to the triangle at Fenway, but it looked like it could have, you know, went up against the bullpen wall. But Jaron was right there, Johnny on the spot, and he was able to cut it off to just a single. I was like, that's a
there was
good
that
play.
One, and then he made a catch in Baltimore, going to his right on a gapper.
Yeah,
that was unlike anything I've ever seen from him.
Now that we're actually like seeing him get on base, the speed is insane.
It really is. Yeah,
I was there. I was there
because that was the problem
Friday
for
night.
2 years. It was like
we were like, just get on base
fast. Well, you got to get on base to
first,
be fast.
You know?
Yeah, no, you can't.
But, like, he, I think he had, like, 3 doubles Friday night against the Guardians. And 2 of them were just, like, bloops down the line. And he gets into second base standing up. It's insane.
He's
5-tool player, Jaron Duran. MVP.
Well,
he is a freak. He's the fastest kid alive.
His arm sucks, right?
Yeah, he's the best.
Oh yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
He's got that Jacoby.
That Johnny Damon type beat.
It is funny. The Red Sox had back to back center fielders that couldn't throw like 60 feet.
Noodle arms.
2 good players though. You know, net positives there.
JBJ ripping 430
darts, right?
Throwing balls from behind home plate, outside of
into the stands, into where Jaron hit it. The other day. Yeah. and again, credit to him for changing the attitude a bit. I think that's what pissed me off so much with him last year. Cause he just acted like a
he
fucking
was kind
punk.
Of a bitch. Yeah.
Such a.
Yeah. Like the comments post game.
Where you go catch a fly ball.
Yeah, that bullshit. Well, that's why they're paying you to catch the fucking fly ball. Like the walking after, like the Tapia situation, the stuff in Kansas City. You know, we're
Liam,
stuff
can, he,
thrown
can I get
at
a breaking
them.
News? Can
something.
I get a breaking news?
Oh,
skip it about that up.
Gary Sanchez has exercised his opt out with the San Francisco Giants.
Oh, I didn't know what was going to come next. That pause.
Yeah,
this is
Sanchez, shot dead in Houston.
Oh, no.
I should have just stopped talking after exercise. That would have been better for him. Gary Sanchez exercised. Get it, guys? Because he's fat.
Boom. Are you fat shaming on the
where
show?
Was he play? Where was he playing? Was he in AAA?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, because I don't
think
he was up with
the Sacramento Rivercats, whatever they are.
I don't. he has one of the most fascinating careers of the last decade.
God, that 2016 run. That's
he
a
made two All-Star games. When he made two All-Star games. He won a Silver Slugger.
Now he's like the out longest of home run I've ever seen in my entire life. Yep. Game two of the ALDS. I forget if that was off Price or if that was off Kelly. But he,
I think it was off Price.
I thought I could have sworn to the moment.
They loved hitting Price.
Yeah. Yeah, and then maybe the Yankees bring him home. Maybe that's what they need. Maybe that's the jolt that offense
needs. Who's catching
some home cooking?
Higashioka?
Trevino, probably, right?
The home run stroker. Seth Trevino, right?
What's like their lineup tonight? I'm kind of fascinated.
Let's look at whale season. The Yankees.
Their lineup last night was gross.
Let's see. Do they tweet their lineup every day?
What's the funniest ad rate that John Sterling can do?
No. Hold on. Ready? Here's their lineup. Volpe.
This tonight or last night?
This is not actually as bad. This is tonight. Volpe, Torres, Rizzo, LeMahieu, Bader, Calhoun, Cabrera, Trevino, Hicks. That's like bad, but that's not gross. Oh yeah, last night was gross.
Yeah, last night was they had who'd they have hitting five? It was Calhoun, right?
Yeah, and then a Peraza, IKF, Cabrera, Trevino.
That's okay. They could have catch from IKF.
Ugh. They haven't had a losing season in like 25 years, right?
A while. Yeah. Even when they've just kind of been like, they'll hover around like 84 wins or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those bastards.
I'd rather be us.
Oh, Liam, are you going to the game tonight?
We stink.
Sure am. It's Pedro T-shirt night, baby.
Oh, ooh. My gosh.
Yeah, I had to get that John.
You got to get extras. You got to hook us up here.
Yeah, if you see me lying around.
Run away.
Yeah. It's not going to sell out. What do you guys need those shirts for?
There's no chance. Weather's been gross today. I mean, I think it's only 7,500 fans, though, so that kind of sucks.
Just try to find, try to get a read who's going to be, the chill people giving out the shirts here. Okay.
I've always managed to get extra shit.
With your boyish charm.
Yeah, you know.
Whimsical nature.
Mister.
Jake's got the strats. That actually reminds me. I don't know if we mentioned it after we had that Friday game against the Angels. Jake. So we were in bullpen. You know what? Let me go to ad break first here. Let me do a second ad break, and then it's story time with Fitz here. So second ad drop right here.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're back. Story time. Story time. Story time on the pod. So, Jake and Liam meet us all down there at bullpen. Same as Soph. I'm there with Missy Mopena, of course. We scan our tickets out in front of bullpen, and we're just heading back to our seats. And what? It was along like the first baseline? That's where I was, one of the, the right field box seats. Jake pulls up StubHub, or one of those ticket apps, and was like, oh, there's a collection of five or six seats right here that have not been taken yet. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, let's sit there. It's right behind home plate. I'm like, this is a strange strategy. He's like, you've never done this before? I'm like, no, I haven't. I've never tried this before. It's a unique strategy. You know, maybe get
it's not weird. I've done it 100 times in my life.
Well, I'm just saying,
Sophie took us to the wrong seats.
Okay, well, I didn't know that detail of it. Because we walk up there, we sit down.
They were great seats.
And
they were.
Yeah, right behind the plate. It was awesome. It was great. I took a picture and I was – I forget if I tweeted it out or not. But about 45 seconds after sitting down, this group of five or six people were like, hey, you're in our fucking seats. And then they're – oh. It's the William Dafoe Spider-Man Green Goblin picture. Oh. And walked up and left. I was like, that's a great strategy, Jake. That really worked out there. But again, different seat there. So I didn't know that important piece of context.
Yeah, sorry. I wanted to show my friends a good night.
It was going to be a great night no matter what. Could have been out on the streets with my friends. It would have been a jolly old time.
Oh, that's beautiful, Fitz.
Very beautiful. I will be at Fenway on Thursday, so I'm very excited for that.
Who they got? Very Thursday.
Yeah, if I don't see Guardians Thursday, Fitz, I might.
Oh, it's a four-game set.
Sneak
right by.
Yes, four-game set.
It's an early
start. I'm seeing
start,
Guardians
right.
Saturday. That's what I'm.
Thursday is.
Thursday. I'm going Thursday.
What is it? A 4 o'clock?
Thursday's at six. It's just an
earlier
early start.
First pitch. That's why.
Maybe I'll go. What do you guys do? Are they home this weekend?
No, they're in Philly.
It
sucks. Soph's abandoning me. She's going home for the weekend.
That's tough.
I'll hang with Jake.
Thanks, man.
Make it a man cave.
That's right. Guys being dudes.
Gotta check out on Jake like
so
a dog.
My allergies are whooping my ass the last few days, man.
Yeah, the allergies will get you in the eye.
They're beating me senseless.
Have you been consistently taking allergy medicine?
No, I keep forgetting. I've been popping Zyrtec.
So that's it's like you go right back to one. It takes a couple days for it to kick in the first place to do anything. So yeah. you gotta stay on it, you know?
Yeah.
Gotta keep on that. Because the eye shit will bug you all day. Bug you all day.
Yeah. Hey, you ever, oh my gosh. You guys like Morgan Wallen?
Absolutely, positively not. No. Absolutely
yeah,
not.
Yeah, me either.
Like, not even like the racist shit. Hold on. The racist shit obviously is bad, but just like the music itself, I don't like. It's not good.
You ever heard
music.
His song 98 Braves, though?
No, is it about the 98
that's
Atlanta
on,
Braves?
It's on the new album, isn't it?
Yeah, and I hate to say it. I hate to admit
you like
it's
it?
A great song. Yeah. Somebody, I saw I did it. Like... So it basically, it's about him being, here's my little soliloquy on Morgan Wallen. It's about him being a kid, and like the 98 Braves, they can't lose, you know? They couldn't lose, but then they did.
They did lose. They didn't even make it. The Padres
and they never called
that year, right? And they never, yeah.
And they never called. And
I know a lot of people
somebody,
they don't
TikTok,
end up in a coma.
On TikTok today, I saw an edit of that song over 23 Bruins clips.
Oh.
And I almost broke into tears on the green line. Fell to my knees.
Did you almost yell a racial slur multiple times? Like Morgan Wallen?
Fitz, I have to be square with you. Yes, I did.
You're saying mommy nonstop.
Go home to mommy.
Go home to mommy. Mom. Bye.
Yeah, but it's a good song. I hate to admit it, really good song, 98 Braves. It talks about Andrew Jones, Chipper, the big three. He gets into it.
John Rocker. I mean, that's a guy that Morgan Wallen, that was probably his favorite player, John Rocker. You probably had.
It's crazy how Morgan Wallen, like, escaped that incident.
Dude, he didn't escape. He thrived. Like his sales went.
Yeah. Well, his fan base.
That last album shit. Before this new one was like a major hit, and it came out. I don't know what, like right amidst all the controversy.
Yeah. His status.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that happened, he lost SNL.
That's right.
He lost an SNL gig.
All right, well, Fitz, yeah. I'm just trying to give some context to our listeners, bro.
Oh, man, that's it. Dave Chappelle does like a 45-minute bit. They fucking took away SNL from Morgan Wallen.
One of my favorite tweets ever is when he's like getting the fuck. I forget the whole setup, but it's Dave thinks that talking about Kevin Hart losing the Oscars hosting gig is something that his audience is going to like connect with.
Yeah, that was like, such a weird bit, man.
This is an everyday struggle of the American.
He wants to do is host the Oscars.
Yeah, it's like, okay, word. Also, speaking of dreams of hosting the Oscars, it was definitely a lie. No comedian in their life says, I was like, I really want to host the Oscars. No, you don't.
Well, unless you're Billy Crystal.
Nobody wants to. Yeah, well, and we love Billy Crystal.
We do love
Billy back.
We love Mike Wazowski.
We love Harry. And
not
love...
Sally. No, we love Sally, but
no,
I'm
we love
he's
Sally.
Not
we
Sally.
Love Meg Ryan. 80s Meg Ryan, you kidding me?
Yeah.
Queen.
Yeah. Special.
And we love, oh my gosh, there's another big Billy Crystal role.
City Slickers?
Yep. Princess Bride?
That's right, he is in Princess Bride.
Yeah.
You never had it.
Yeah,
so
we
good.
Love Billy.
Yeah, that was... I was actually thinking about Princess Bride earlier this week. What a fucking delightful movie.
Yeah.
That's a movie, the more I think about it, or if I see it, I think I love it more and more each time. I fall in love again.
Did you know? Billy was originally asked to voice Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story, but he turned it down.
I feel like that wouldn't have worked. That would have.
And he regretted it, and then they were like, Billy, you want to take another stab at it with Mr. Mike Wazowski here? And he said yes.
I mean, he's perfect for Mike Wazowski.
Yeah.
He is.
True. Didn't he get like an at-bat in spring training one time?
I think
there was some gimmick he
He's
did.
A diehard Yankees
yeah.
fan.
He loves his Yankees, mm-hmm. which is funny because in City Slickers, he's got the Mets hat on.
Ben Affleck would never.
I was going to say, that's, took that's the words right. I was like, Ben Affleck is stood close to his morals.
It is funny how the years have gone on where it's like, the story now is like he shut down production on the movie, like whatever, because he couldn't run it.
It grows. The legend grows every year.
Yeah, it was probably like maybe a 90-second conversation. They were like, okay, Ben, we'll get you a different hat.
So yeah, they just said, like, you know, the coffee intern, instead of getting coffee, has to go down to lids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are the...
It sounds cooler if he shut production down.
What do you guys... I promise this relates. Have you guys seen Drive with Ryan Gosling?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
So first of all, what do you guys think?
Yeah, I'm literally him.
Yeah, it's you have the jacket and everything like that. I'm just being nice and mysterious. Pretty good movie, right? Of course, like shot beautifully.
Sure.
A thing that takes me out of that movie is right at the start when he parks in that garage and the you know the foot traffic from the Clippers game is over and he tries to put on a quote unquote Clippers hat to fit in and it looks like the font is just regular Times New Roman. Fucking fake ass font. You could tell like it was completely not licensed whatsoever. I'll try to find a picture of it.
Well,
maybe
that's like
in
the town
context.
Affleck's Bruins jacket is in.
Yeah,
it's just like a yellow.
It was like a knockoff.
Yeah, because it's same.
You get off at Downtown Crossing, and you can buy one of those like winter hats. It's you know.
Yeah.
It's a B in Comic Sans or something. You know what I mean? That was the LA Clippers hat that Ryan Gosling was wearing.
The 7-Eleven cashier that I met this morning, he had one of those B hats on because he
you're
was selling
a real,
them. Right,
you're
at the desk
a real
behind
Boston
him.
Guy if you wear like fake B merchandise. That's like
that's how you know.
That guy works on the docks or something. You know?
Yeah, he's part of the union. You see. Yeah. His uncle worked for Whitey. That's how you know.
He's in deep. He's dug in deep here.
He's connected.
He's connected.
Again, like the B is like, and real ones know this one. It was the B on those fake Red Sox or Bruins hats. It's the same B that the Brockton Rocks used to have when they had those horrendous teal and brown uniforms. If anyone remembers that,
you might be getting a little too local on us there,
and a little too niche.
Yeah.
When Bill Murray owned the Brockton Rocks,
that's
was
not
a part
in my
owner.
Memory bank.
Yeah, well, shout out to the Brockton Rocks.
Yeah,
KO.
All the kids are on that team, or were last summer.
Yeah. Well, this is when they were a semi-pro team. They weren't a college, like, bat development team. This was like, you know, semi-pro guys. And again, Bill Murray was, I don't think he was the principal main owner, but he owned at least a share of the team.
Well, good for him. Why did he do that?
I don't know. He loves ball, man. What can I say?
Don't we all?
We all love ball. That's why we're here. Is that all we got, fellas?
I
did have one more thing.
Ooh.
All comes full circle since we started with the Bruins. We need to launch a full investigation into the curse of TD Garden.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I'm convinced both franchises, absolute frauds since the place opened. Sorry if that offends. The Bruins have won the same number of Stanley Cups at the Garden as they did Matthews Arena. Fun fact. Because I had to look that up today.
PU.
But knock it down. We need to rebuild.
I mean, I guess you could say this with the Bruins too, but the Celtics over the last couple of years are absolutely positively addicted to playing down to their level of competition.
I wouldn't say the Bruins do that. I would say the Bruins just are...
Like, no, they just shit all over themselves.
Yeah,
after
they just are tremendous chokers. I don't
think... A little bit more simple, cut and dry. But yeah. No, the Celtics could be playing...
This is sacrilege, but Bergeron, low-key, one of the biggest chokers of his era. Oh. Love the guy.
Oh, no, they're going to yell at you.
Love the guy. I love him. But it's a bad, bad resume.
You should tweet that out. I'm sure people are going to react very rationally to that take.
Well, no, maybe not, because he's only been captain for a couple of years, but like the Chara, obviously they won a cup, so it's like, okay.
Could you imagine if Game 7 in 2011 goes the other way?
No,
any of the Game 7s, of course.
Like the worst
I meant the Vancouver one.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Nightmare.
Well, Nathan, I tweeted, I think, right after game 7, I was like, if Nathan Horton doesn't exist, the last 15 years of Bruins hockey is like the most cursed stretch in sports history.
You got nothing to show for it.
Yeah.
And then they ran him out of town, ran him to Columbus, because his kids like the Columbus Aquarium. I remember that was one of the justifications.
I remember that.
Well, the kids really like the aquarium there. They really like the penguins out there in Columbus. Yeah, Nathan, that's why he went to the Blue Jackets. Yeah, that's why. Yeah. Anyway, so, the Bruins stink, but you don't stink, dear listener.
And neither do the Sox, maybe.
Potentially,
they might
they're
be
fun.
Right.
Even if they stink, they're again, it's fun. At least it's fun to watch this. Last year was not fun. It was not fun to watch.
No,
you could say that again.
The vibes were tremendously terrible.
But the vibes are doing all right here. This year. So again, we thank you for tuning into this edition of Pawn on Lansdowne. For Liam, for Jake, for Sophie Sminger, because we just saw Sophie kind of point and poke at Jake for a hot second. But
I mean, this is a podcast, so none of the listeners saw that.
You're just gonna have to take my word for it then.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, again, shout out to Sophie. And shout out to you again. I'm Fitz. See you next week. Go Sox, obey your mother.
Obey your mother.
Obey your mother.
We'll be right back.
enjoyed the great season. Have fun. And knowing that better times are ahead for the Baltimore Orioles.
Oh, there you mother!